Yakutami. Now with no advertisements. Why they don't care about your gold and silver society everywhere is in conspiracy against the manhood of every one of its members. Ralph Waldo Emerson. The low-hanging fruit of retirement assets currently overwhelm many return on investment for punishing gold and silver investors. This is in addition to the very liquid numismatic and graded coin markets, which add another layer to the complexity of enforcing or confiscating metals. Precious metals are something that a person should buy/trade in order to protect themselves from widespread economic collapse. Any macro view of the economy reveals an ultra-slow-motion form of this playing out as you read these words. A declining workforce, high real unemployment, high inflation, unprecedented levels of world debt, combined with a never-ending stream of poisonous intervention, are all evidence of collapse. We are a problem-focused species. We are obsessed with the belief that we must do something. Yet all of these economic-social issues, like most that make up the fabric of experience, unfold in their own time. A careful review of history through a critical prism will reveal this unfolding as a series of long-term waves. Many continue to evaluate gold and silver as commodities to be traded on a day-to-day basis. However, that's not what they are. They are, instead, a hedge against the idiocy and the arrogance of central banks, the poster children for intervention, for doing something when the motive is unclear even to themselves. Thankfully, we live in a world where the largest global central bank, the Federal Reserve, has largely consigned the metals to the survivalists. No sanctions yet against ownership. No tax penalties for owning physical. For new investors hoping to accumulate monetary assets, the state of price-rigged markets is a paradoxically welcomed phenomenon. However, the opportunity suffers from a pluralistic ignorance sparked by artificially low prices. Most observers look at it as a deal too good to be true, and, therefore, move on. One only needs to imagine the precariousness of physical demand surging on the heels of low wood prices. Not only the U.S. Mint, but the jewelry industry reports significant, if not record, demand in a market that should be severely diminished, given all the downside momentum and horrible sentiment. Many assume that the day will come when they seek to punish precious metals owners. However, the punishment was put in place long ago by suppressing the price and forcing a debt-backed currency on an unsuspecting world citizenry by decree. The level of propaganda-fueled confusion seems to have reached heightened levels. The economic recovery meme is reaching an effective saturation point. We are passing through minefields of dangerous inflection points. The politics are turning against those with the courage to question and shout out the truth. These will be quickly punished, silenced, and relegated to the withering and growing mass of the lost and disenfranchised. How will we know when this time is different? When the prices offered at the retail level return to natural equilibrium, there will be no question, only a very different brand of anxiety. When retail level pays no attention to the paper price quoted from the futures. Imagine this is the context of technology. Suspending disbelief for a moment and envisioning a world where financial collapse is connected. Yet it is not completely destructive to the underlying economies and social fabric. Science and technology will not be forgotten. In that sense, a bank that accepted gold and silver on deposit and issued currency using alternative or cryptocurrencies may not be too far-fetched. Is it any wonder that J.P. Morgan not only holds a sizable silver hoard against its short position, but also a cryptocurrency patent? Inflation and propaganda. One key to propaganda is keeping things from the heart of society, figuratively or politically, but also literally, in the case of serious inflation that causes food and energy crisis. If mild or even moderate inflation cannot be identified by the majority, then it will not be addressed. Those with the courage to question and speak out are quickly silenced, swallowed up by the political vacuum left in the wake of a withering and growing mass class of the lost and disenfranchised. The greatest tax is the indirect one. It is the wealth task that is destroying the middle class from the outside in, both financially and spiritually. Sequestering the middle class and taking amid retirement assets is much more profound and fruitful than precipitating a currency crisis by orienting too many minds toward precious metals. For more articles like this, including thoughtful precious metals analysis beyond the mainstream propaganda, and basically everything you need to know about silver, short of outlandish fire price predictions, check out http://www.silvercoininvestor.com. Brought to you by Yakutami, Voice of the Web.